Welcome to another episode of the Lone Recruiter Podcast. I'm your host, Brett Clemenson, and if you're a recruiter out on your own or just lacking general advice or mentorship, you've come to the right place. Our episodes are designed to give you the motivation, the strategy, and the support you need to become the very best lone recruiter. So join us, grab a cup of coffee, and let's take your desk to another level. Now, today, I want to go back and harp on about protecting and harnessing your personal energy, because it's not a static thing. Knowing when to do what activities, knowing what lights you up, knowing what motivates you, knowing what gives you energy, sucks your energy, we can put that down in a calendar. We've talked about this before. We can put it on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. What are we doing throughout the week to help fuel our energy, whether it be diet, exercise, meditation, all those things we've harped on before. But the point of this episode today is to really take a step back and think, have I got the right pieces? One, which you probably do, but what I want to highlight today, and I'm going to give you some really good examples, is like, am I using those pieces correctly at the right time? So what prompted this episode for me was, I know I'm particularly good at taking notice of how I feel, and as I record this episode today, it's actually the first thing I've done. It's 9 o'clock on a Monday morning, and I used to do these on a Tuesday, so I thought, you know what, get my desk out of the way Monday, go to the gym in the morning, come in, plan my week, get to the Monday morning meeting with the staff, get into my desk, do some other strategic meetings before I know it, it's lunchtime, yada, yada, yada. Plan for tomorrow, podcast gets recorded on Tuesday. I did that all last year and it was fine, but I always felt like Tuesday was, I don't know, I just couldn't work out where to put it that would work best for me, because there was always a sense by Tuesday, like your feet are on the ground running on deals and you're really in the thick of things. And so incidentally, the other week, I had a concert and I had a day off and we had all this stuff on. I didn't get to doing the podcast episode, so I had to make them up. So I went, okay, I've got them written there. What I'm going to do, I'll do them first thing on Monday. And I did that and I realized how good it was to get that bit out of the way. Not because I don't want to do it, but for the opposite, it really energizes me. Getting up and doing these podcasts, you've got to find energy. You've got to get fuel and you've got to get going to get the energy going. You've got no excuses. You've got to plan. You've got to write. You've got to then deliver. And we all know that in doing those sort of things, well, maybe for me, they get your energy going. And I found that it's now flowing through for the whole week. I'm getting off with an absolute bang. So I have taken what I thought was the best time and place to do it, and now I'm tweaking it. So come Friday afternoon, I'm preparing all my podcast material. And in Monday morning, first thing, I haven't even looked at my emails. I am 100% focused on getting this podcast delivered for you guys. Another great example of having the right piece but not having it at the right time was, you'll know I ice bath, and I'm not harping on about that. I need it for my body. I've got a lot of inflammation, type 1 diabetic, and it really helps get that out of my system. I was doing that forever in the mornings, and I just didn't understand. Like, I felt good, and I felt good for a couple of hours, but come lunchtime, I would be so tired. And I never understood why people said it energized you. And maybe it's just my body. And I'm not saying there's any right or wrong answer to this, but I've recognized that this isn't, I don't think it's doing what it should be doing. Like, I don't want to do something that's going to sap my energy, because that burns a lot of calories when you ice bath. So I started flipping it and going, I'm going to give this a crack at night. So now I finish work, I'll jump in the ice bath literally as I get home, and then I'm into nighttime routine with the kids and the family and things like that. It is like chalk and cheese. So I still get that little spike of focus and energy, but that's actually great, because I come home from a big old day at work and it gives me a second wind with the kids and the family, focus. It actually takes away any desires for crutches like a beer or whatever. And but by the time 8, 9 o'clock rolls around, I am exhausted. I'm so ready to sleep, and I have a phenomenal night's sleep. So again, I think I had the right piece, but I don't think I was utilizing it or optimizing it at the right time. And why am I telling you all this? You know, I'm a huge believer in making sure you know where your energy comes from and making sure you're doing them at the right time so that you can maximize the effects of that for for your work, right? We're here to be better, do better. And I want you to take a moment now and think about all those things that you do that aren't necessarily recruitment stuff. So not like projects, and we'll get to this stuff. I want you to, first of all, just think about, when do you go to the gym? How do you feel after it? When do you start to dip? And you start thinking about those things, because most people do go do some sort of exercise. Think about when that dip occurs, and is it affecting your effectiveness, right? Do you need to shuffle some things around? Do you ice bath and sauna? Do you stretch? You know, what are your eating habits like? Are you eating, are you guilty of eating a big schnitty burger, or a big schnitty chip combo meal at lunch with a beer, and in the afternoon's a write-off because you're sleepy time now? I want you to think about for a moment, Monday to Friday, what are your energizing health routines? Whether it be gym, saunas, ice baths, stretching, what else is in that category? Riding, running, swimming. When do you do them? And I want you to look at it with a, of course they make you feel better, but do you think if you were to move them, would that be better for you? So I know there are a lot of, there will be people here going, I know that if I go do my exercise at 6 a.m, I will feel better. But you don't for some reason. But this is your level up opportunity, right? And this is what we're all about. So again, the point of this episode is to acknowledge that we're doing the right things, but what we want to question and look at is, are we doing them at the right time? It's such a simple thing, but I actually think one of my superpowers over the last few years has really been moving those pieces around to really maximize how I go. You know, we talk about to-do lists the other week. You know, I do them Friday afternoon. I already know what I'm doing today. So I'm coming into Monday ready to rock and roll. Are you? I'm ahead of the competition because Tuesday is our most productive day. So little habits like that. So anyway, back on track. Your health habits, are you doing the right things, one? If you're not, then maybe you need to add, okay, I do need to do a couple extra bits here, because they should serve you, right? They shouldn't drain you, they should serve you. And two, are you doing them at the right time? Just have a think about that. The next thing we want to look at is like, what else gives you energy, right? So are there stressful parts of your day? Are there things that you do week in, week out that stress you? Because stress sucks the absolute life out of anyone, right? So I don't think recruitment's stressful, but maybe if you're new in this, there's some parts of the job that you get a little bit stressed about. What are they? And how on earth do you make them not stressful? So maybe you need to say, I get really stressed at the close. And you go, okay, I need some training around the close, or I need to get involved with more close. I need to go and listen to more people closing deals, because it's not that hard. Actually, that's the easy part. If you've done all those pieces, that should be the easy part. But, you know, think about, what stresses you? Is it closing deals? Is it interviewing people? Is it the rigmarole from, so it might not be work related. It actually might be something at home. It might be trying to get the kids out on time. Da, da, da. Do you need to give your kids a chore chart? Do you need to put some envelopes around your family life and think about what would make life better for you so that you don't walk into the office at 8:30, 9 a.m. You feel like you've already had a day's worth of work. We all know that feeling. But like, let's just hip check ourselves for a moment and go, have we got the right pieces in place and are we utilizing them at the right time? And the other one obviously is diet. We've talked about this stuff before, but are you eating the right things at the right times? I've just seen a nutritionist because I was like, I've got energy, but I'm tired. And they basically pointed out you ain't eating nearly enough protein for how much exercise and movement you do in a day. So I've tweaked that within 24 hours, boom, I feel like a different human being. So forever tweaking all those bits and pieces around your job can actually then make your job easier. Because if you've got mental clarity, if you've got energy, if you've got like a spring in your step, you're not drained by stress and pressure that you can't handle. Because we all know that when you get a good night's sleep, when you're eating well, when you're exercising and you're in a good space, things happen on your desk and you can just flick them off and handle them because whatever, you're in a good space. But we all know that when we're not in a good space, when our energy is off, when our energy is tired, when we're stressed, when we're just not feeling it, that stuff comes in, we don't deal with it. We leave it there and it piles up. And before you know it, you get this pile of stress and it just absolutely compounds. So the other thing is, if you're a manager listening to this and you've got staff, you're thinking, oh my God, I just can't get the dynamic right for when I have meetings and the, you know, if you maybe you're a KPI driven environment, like what KPIs work and what don't. I think the key thing is to kind of listen to each individual and what their energy needs are, because one person in my office, for example, I'll give you some examples in my office alone, and that might give you some insights. I got one guy in the office who he loves to get up at 4 a.m. and ride his bike for 100 km or whatever he, not 100 km, whatever he does, something stupid, madness, whatever he does, but it works for him. He loves it. He thrives on it. He's pumped up. By the time 6 o'clock rolls around, he's already ridden half a marathon. He's ready to rock and roll. He's at his desk pumping out emails, making calls in other jurisdictions, and his day's off and running. By the end of the day, come 3 o'clock though, he's a mess. He's a wreck because he is just, he's burnt. He's done a full day just before everyone else. So that really works for him. And knowing that, it's like, I don't even bother trying to do anything with him in the arvo. What's the point? He's going to be la la land. That's fine. You know, I've got other people in my office who have self-proclaimed, like, I am, doesn't matter what I do, I am so slow in the morning, but become just before lunch, I start to pick up, have lunch and come back. And by the end of the day, they are red rocking, like, you know, charging, full of energy, and they'll go into the night sort of thing. So they're a night owl. And that's, again, that's their rhythm. That's I work with that, okay? So, you know, have a look at your staff. Have a look at the people around you. How do they react at certain times of the day? Are they grumpy starters? Are they pumped up starters like me? Where they get in and say, oh my God, Brett, your energy's too much for 8 a.m. Just dial it down. Just know what they are. Don't try and put a box around them. You want to support what their energy cycles look like. And again, if you're not a manager and you just listen to this for your own good, what are your energy cycles? Are you a morning person? Are you a nighttime person? How do you maximize the effective peak rate of energy for your day so we can kick goals, so we can do it with a smile on our face and have fun doing it, right? Yes, it's a job, but it's a fucking great job. It's a job that fuels your life. All those commission checks that you make, that is just fuel for all the other fun things you want to do in life, investments, parties, you know, family, whatever, right? Take your career serious. Take your day serious. Be kind to yourself. Get in the headspace that, like, having massive, phenomenal days is normal and it's good for you. And then you can have all the fun you want either side of the day, on the weekends. Hey, you might even be able to take a day off once a week because you are so effective at what you do. Big part of that is your energy, knowing that you're doing the right pieces, but not only the right pieces, but making sure that you're doing them at the right time that serves you. And only you are going to be able to answer that. So put the work in, get your calendar up, put all those pieces in, and start moving them around consciously to see when they serve you best. That's all I had time for you today. If you got anything out of today's episode, please like, share, subscribe. It really helps us grow. As always, have an amazing day, and may all your deals come true.